Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator. Hope is here today. And we're just going to like jump right in. It's so fun for me to have clients come on the show. It's also really fun for me when those clients are friends. And like Hope and I have known each other, I don't even know for how long, like 9 years or something.
I think almost a decade.
A long, long time. So that's also really fun because we've been through a lot of pivots just in both of our businesses over the last almost 10 years. And thankfully, for the last couple of years, we've also had the privilege of getting to work together, visionary integrator style. So it's so much fun that she's on the show. And today's topic is also going to be a really good one because I get a lot of questions around utilizing a quiz in your brand. I love working with Interact. We're going to have some additional details about that particular quiz tool that both Hope and I use like in the show notes. But before I get ahead of myself and like jump right into the actual content of let's talk quizzes, I want you guys to get to know Hope. So Hope, if you could just tell everybody a little bit more about you, what do you do? Who do you serve? Where are you located? Like there's so much going on in your world right now.
There is definitely a lot going on in my world right now. No, I'm so happy to be here. We were chatting before we started recording that it basically just kind of feels like we're chatting with a friend on a phone call. Like this just feels so fun. So I'm honored to be here. And also just love working with you. I feel like I've been working with you for longer than I have because I always texted you for advice before you ever even were an actual integrator. So you've basically just been one of my go-to people for a very long time. But a little bit about me. I started my business when I was in high school. So I actually started doing photography when I was only 15. And fast forward, we'll just jump to what's most important for this call. I decided to go full-time right out of high school and have now been a full-time business owner for 11 years. So I primarily photograph high school seniors. That's what my niche is. It's what I absolutely love. But I'm also an educator for other business owners. So I teach photographers about senior portraits. And then at a higher level, I also teach other business owners about how to create and scale online education. So there's kind of different facets of my business, but I absolutely love every angle of it. And Kat is obviously a huge help in each piece of this. And I think it's going to be really cool to talk about some of the newer strategies that we've been using because the topic of quizzes is something that's pretty new in my business, but that I love. So I actually really love that this is the topic we're chatting about.
Yeah, there really are so many things that we could talk about, which just means that you'll have to come back in the future.
That's fine, we can talk about something else,
which is great. Before we get into Quiz World 2, let's talk a little bit about just some of the projects and some of the things that like you've done on the education space because you have done so much over the years as an educator and really been able to elevate yourself, which is phenomenal because you're so genuine about like the help that you want your students to get and you've been able to really expand your products suite over the last couple of years alone with so many different options for your students.
Well, that is just very sweet of you to say. I really do love it. I started with education when I was actually doing in-person workshops. This was actually in the very early seasons of my business. Looking back, I was 17 when I hosted my first workshop. And I laugh and I'm like, who did I think that I was when I was 17? I really don't know. But it was a workshop for other high school students that wanted to learn to use their camera. And it just escalated into doing full-day photography workshops, which escalated to the point that I realized I needed to create an online product if I was going to be able to keep up with the demand of the education space that I was kind of building. And so I launched my first course, I want to say in 2020, might have been a little earlier than that actually. And then I built out a course suite of now 4 courses. I also have a membership and then I also have digital products like templates and presets and guides that you can purchase in a shop. And then at a higher level, I actually do a mastermind coaching program too. So there's lots of different tiers and lots of different moving pieces. But like you mentioned, that has kind of all escalated over the last 2 years. For a long time, it was just the suite of online courses. And then I introduced the membership and have since then been introducing shop products each year. And it's been really, really fun to kind of diversify what I'm able to offer and create products that really supplement each other so that I have this kind of full product suite that photographers can have and have every resource they could possibly need to see success. So it's been really, really fun to add on to that suite over the last couple of years.
really strategic for you too, because you did it in a good way where you didn't just jump in with all the things. Like you jumped in with, I'm going to start building this as people ask me. And like you mentioned, mm-hmm. like as people start to see like, oh, well now I need Hope to teach me this. Like she taught me this one thing. Like, let's also get her to teach me this other thing versus sending them to another educator. Like you just created all the things that they need, which is so genius. And I feel like it's been really fun for us, like working together with the product suite, because there are all of the pieces. And then like, how can we connect all of those dots, like on the back end with our bumps and our upsells and the overall like product funnel, which is, I love, like, I love that. Like get me in the back end of ConvertKit to like hang out and like all of that stuff. And it's so fun.
Oh yeah. This is where Kat has changed my life because I'm really good at creating the products and I'm not quite as good at connecting the dots. And so it's been so fun to kind of collaborate on how that functions on the back end too. But yeah, I definitely have kind of built the product suite based on what the demand is and also what my capacity is for education. I think that some people get into the education space and they want to do everything at one time, which isn't a bad thing. It's because you're excited about it and you love what you're teaching, which is great. But I think that it can become very overwhelming very quickly if you are a service-based business owner like a photographer and then you try to build an education side of your business, but you're also still shooting and doing the service-based business at the same capacity you've always been. It's impossible to then have a whole second business, which is what the education space becomes, at the same time. And so I think that it's been a really cool process of slowly growing it at the same time that I step away from the service side so that I'm not drowning in work. And so, yeah, it was definitely a lot of strategy and thought that went into how that kind of process has unfolded. But yeah, I love it. I love the way we started to piece everything together on the back end too.
Yeah, it's been so smart. So then since the product suite has, as you've been building that out, obviously we're also thinking about top of funnel content. And with the quiz, like that kind of brings us to the conversation that I wanted to have with you today. Because we know, first of all, we know that we need to grow the email list, right? Like if we're having digital products, an email list is so important. So that means we need rock solid top of funnel content to push people to the email list. So even if you're listening to this and you're like, well, I'm not like Hope. I don't have a ton of products in my product suite yet. Like, it doesn't matter. You could still have a quiz because we want to start growing your email list, even if you're working on the products on the back end. Like, your email list is so important. And we've talked about that in past episodes too, you guys. So for today with Hope, I would love if you could talk about just maybe give them a little bit of a view of just overall like lead gen, like where do people find your email list? Because you do a lot of great top of funnel content and then specifically the quiz that you have and what that is, what it's called, all the things with that.
Yeah, love it. And so I actually love what you just said about an email list. I say to everybody that asks me about this type of business or wanting to break into education, the biggest mistake I made is that I didn't start an email list years earlier. So whether or not you have a course that you're building or you even know what you want it to be yet, if you know you want to do this, start an email list yesterday. I wish that someone had told me that a long time ago. In terms of email lists, the biggest lead gen kind of consistent content that I do is YouTube videos. So I have a new YouTube video for the last, oh my goodness, 4 years now, I think, that has gone live every week. And then we recently switched to bi-weekly. And that is kind of my really big organic lead gen. We don't do ads right now. We have done ads on and off, but that's really not a huge priority in my business. I really prefer organic lead gen. And so that's kind of the top of funnel is these YouTube videos. And then I do reels and social media content to support those videos. But in these videos, the number one priority is to get people to my email list. So in each of these videos that goes live each week, I spend the first multiple minutes and the last multiple minutes sharing about whatever lead gen actual email list lead magnet I want to send them to. So depending on what the video content is, I pick a lead magnet that's relevant to the topic and I pitch that lead magnet in the video. So one of those is my quiz. And I actually have two quizzes, but we'll talk about my lead gen quiz first. And that is my let me type your welcome sequence or your welcome email quiz. And how that works is there's 7 questions. People complete the 7 questions and then they get a fully written email template that they can use based on their personality and their brand voice that they can use as their welcome email for their email list. And I have absolutely loved it. I had so much fun creating it. And ultimately, being in that section of my email funnel pitches you a course about email marketing. So that's kind of the high level how that flow works. But the YouTube videos and that organic kind of lead gen content, the number one priority is to get people on my email list. And the quiz has been a really successful way to do that.
love that quiz because it's giving them something, right? Like you're asking them very simple, like 7 questions is not a lot. They can complete it really quickly. And then you're giving them their welcome email. And especially in the world of email marketing, like so many people are like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to write. Like, what do I do? And you're like, well, here you go, friends. Like here is your welcome email, like based on their personality, brand voice, what their, you know, calls to action need to be, like what is the purpose of the email? Like you're asking those strategic questions in the 7 questions that you ask them, and then you hand deliver them a welcome email. So guys, by the way, go take her quiz. If you're like, what do I write in my welcome email? Like you should go listen to Hope in that quiz.
That's funny. That was a very accidental, seamless pitch for that, actually. But no, we love that quiz, and it has converted really, really well. And I think that the most valuable part is what you mentioned, the fact that we're giving them such a huge win at the end. Like it is such a clear, tangible value. And I think the reason that works so well is with the quiz, there is a higher barrier to entry, right? Like you have to complete these questions. You have to take the time to fill it out. It is only 7 questions. It doesn't take more than 30 to 60 seconds, but it's still a big barrier to entry. And if you don't have a lot of time, you might not want to, but with that big of a win at the end and that big of a tangible piece of value, it's a no-brainer. And that's really what I want all of my lead magnets to feel like, but especially a quiz. And it also feels a little bit more exciting because of that barrier to entry, which is why I think quizzes are so successful, because you have to put in a little bit of work and a little bit of effort, and all of a sudden the result is more desirable because you put in that work and that effort. And so I really think that's why this quiz works so well, is that not only is it exciting because there's a barrier to entry, but there's a really big value on the other end, and it kind of makes it a no-brainer, which is exactly what I want it to feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk, you mentioned that with your lead magnets in general, like you're pointing people directly to a product, or not directly, but there's a purpose between every lead magnet. Yes. And so that's just like a little extra little tip for everybody to remember. Like we're not just throwing out opt-ins to throw out opt-ins. Like we're being strategic about what's the purpose. And so for you, because you have multiple products, you then have a lead magnet that inside of our funnel on the back end is going to push somebody very seamlessly into the product that would be a good fit because they opted into that freebie. So with the quiz, can you talk about like kind of the product and why you went with the quiz to then lead people to that product?
Yeah. So I used to make that mistake where I was making new opt-ins and new lead magnets all the time because my thought process was more lead magnets means more people on my list, but that's not true at all.
Right.
And then I was creating lead magnets that were completely irrelevant from the products that I was selling, and it was just a hot mess express. So now I have a very clear kind of working backwards thought process where I look at the product that I'm launching or creating, and then I think backwards, what would I need in order to be interested in this course or product? Like what is a lead magnet I could create that would be the perfect segue into creating a pain point and agitating it to then sell a product? So I kind of think backwards in that way. And with email marketing specifically, I created a course called Start, Scale, Send, and it's designed to be just the very basics beginner email marketing course for somebody that is a service-based business that wants to start a digital product or education side of their business. So I created this course, and my thought process was, what is the biggest pain point or barrier to entry for a lot of people with email marketing? And it's that they have no idea what to say. They understand the value of an email list. They don't need me to convince them of that. They understand the kind of principles of email. They've heard it somewhere. They know about it, but their biggest hang up most of the time is that they don't know what to say or what to write or how to start. And it's that fear of kind of getting started. And so I knew that if I could get them over that hump, then once they got into my email funnel, I could continue to agitate that pain point. Like, hey, remember that email template that I sent you and how you can use that as your welcome email, but what do you do after that? Let's talk about what comes next. And then ultimately they're pitched the course because that is going to be what they need to then have a fully built out roadmap of how to use email marketing, but I've gotten them over the hump of that first step. And I think that if you can think backwards and figure out what the biggest objection of your customers are, like what's their biggest objection to starting the thing that you're selling or being interested in the thing that you're selling, and give that to them or help them over that objection, then it's a no-brainer and a really easy segue into a pitch that doesn't feel icky because it's naturally convincing them that, hey, not only am I giving you free value because I do genuinely care about your success, but I've created a paid product. If you want the rest of the roadmap, here it is. And I just think that's a really easy way to segue into a pitch that doesn't feel overly salesy because it's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really, really smart to, like Hope said, like start with a product first, think through all of the things that she just mentioned to then lead you to the lead magnet. And so again, in this case, the quiz worked out perfectly. So in terms of the quiz, I'm thinking about, okay, well, what's somebody's hang up to a quiz? And I feel like it's, well, how do I write a quiz? Like that feels like so hard. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm not a teacher. Like, I don't know how to do this. Like, so can you talk about your process in writing this quiz?
Yeah, I will start by saying it was so much easier than I thought it was going to be because I was also in the mindset of, oh my gosh, how in the heck am I going to do this? This feels incredibly overwhelming. And what I recommend doing is starting with the result. That is the biggest and most important thing that you should do, because if you start with the quiz, you're going to do mental gymnastics and you're going to just frustrate yourself because it's not going to make sense if you don't have the results already in place. So what I did on just a super tangible level is I opened up a Google Doc and I brain dumped what I wanted the results to be. I recommend having 3 or 4 results. I think more than that can overcomplicate, but obviously that's going to be dependent on what you're creating and what your niche is. But for me, I had 4 results and I typed out what I wanted those results to be. And then I typed out the email template for those results. And so I actually created the tangible that they were getting at the end before I even made the quiz, because it was just helpful for me to then know exactly what it was going to be that they were receiving. So then I worked backwards and then I was like, okay, what questions do I need to ask in order to understand what this result is going to be? So on a tangible level, the email template, and I'm going to ruin the quiz a little bit for people that haven't taken it. But if you are basically, I wanted the email template to have the brand voice that was unique to each individual business owner. That was the goal. I'm typing a welcome email that is going to actually benefit your business and sound like you and be relevant to the audience that you're serving. And so I needed the questions to ask those things. I needed to know, who do you serve? What is your brand voice? How would you describe your brand? How would you describe the product that you're selling? Are you service-based or are you product-based? I was asking the questions that would tell me what I needed to know in order to provide that solution. And then what I do is on that Google Doc, I make every answer A. So let's say there's 7 questions. For question number 1, there's going to be answer A, B, C, and D. A is always going to be correlated to result number 1. For question 2, answer A is correlates to result number 1, and I organize it that way. And then when I actually put it into Interact, I just shuffle the actual answers to the questions. And so then it's not always the same in the same order, but I know that I've organized it super, super easily. And the first answer always correlates to the first result. And then you just shuffle it once you put it in so that they're not all in the same order. But it is so easy to do when you simplify it down to that simplified version.
Yes, it's so much easier. I did the same thing. We actually just created a brand new quiz called What's Your Planner Personality?
And huge.
It's really fun. So we'll link that in the show notes to you guys. But with that one, we actually only did 1 of the questions correlates to the answer, because there were still some other fun things that I wanted to know. But I was like, you know what? It's just question 2. When you answer that one based on your answer, it's so exact. Like, it tells me which 3 results you need to get. So even on that side of things, guys, like, it can be that simple. Like, you don't have to make it super complicated. We're not trying to make the SATs here. We're just trying to get this really fun quiz like out to our audience. So that's something to remember too when you are thinking about potentially like creating a quiz. Interact is the tool that both Hope and I use, and I've actually used it in a lot of the client work that we do with creating quizzes. And it's so easy. Like, of course I would love to work with like anybody that's listening, but you don't even have to have an integrator to like work and interact, you guys. Like, it's so easy. It's great. It walks you through where you need to put the questions. It walks you through, just like Hope said, kind of those answers, if you need to shuffle the answers up. It also integrates directly with certain email marketing platforms. So then you're pushing people from Interact. You're saying, yes, I want to get their first name, last name, and email address. And then you're pushing them directly to ConvertKit. Or maybe you need to use a Zap to then also push them to Flowdesk or Kajabi, wherever your email is. But it's still very user-friendly on the tech. And I feel like those are like the 2 questions people have around a quiz is like, well, I don't know how to write it and I don't even know how to set it up. And we just want to like nip those in the bud right now and be like, y'all, it's so easy. Just give yourself a little brainstorm time and the tech is going to walk through it. And it's really fun to be able to then bring it to life on that end.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, as we're talking about this, I'm realizing I have a YouTube video that has a tutorial of Interact. So if you want to learn more about this and see what my process looks like, we'll link that in the show notes too. But it's a screen recording tutorial of kind of how to actually build it out and Interact, because it really is so wildly simple. And it's a strategy that feels complicated and it feels exciting to complete a quiz because it feels like so much work was put in to design it, but it really can be that simple. And to your point with your quiz that you're doing about planner personality, it sounds like you're being really strategic and you're collecting information about your customers that doesn't necessarily correlate to the result, but is still information that's really valuable for you in terms of what to sell to them. And that's also genius. So there's so many layers of strategy here. So it's not difficult to set up from a technical perspective, but you can get a little bit more quote unquote difficult or complicated with the strategy side of it and do things like that. And I think that that's really cool. You can make it as simple or as complicated as you want in terms of strategy, but there's lots of potential for growth and really valuable information to get from your customers with a quiz.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've talked about like the lead gen version of quizzes, which again, like we very much recommend. I know again with Hopes, she's had it up. How I was trying to remember when we created it. When did we create the welcome sequence quiz or welcome email quiz?
It would have been about a year ago because it was when Start Scale Send launched, and that was about a year ago right now. So
okay.
Yeah, in 2023.
Yeah. So that quiz alone, no ads, just organic, 1,600 leads have come in from that one, you guys. Like that's awesome because – and that it's so strategic to like – we – like Hope knows like when somebody takes this quiz, this is where they're going in the product suite and like they're very interested. And it was cool, Hope, for you with this one because this product was different. It wasn't in the photographer product suite for you. It was a little bit of a pivot into business coach-esque world of how can you start to step in and on the digital side, not just mastermind, but like on the digital side. So I feel like that makes it even more powerful to see like how niched you can make something and then how strong those leads are that are coming in, raising their hand saying, this is exactly what I want from you.
Yeah, it was. It was super interesting. It was super new for us and we did not know how it was going to convert or if people were even going to be interested. So I was stoked at that $1,600 number of people that joined because we really had no idea if my audience would be interested. So it definitely, it was a big win.
Yeah, for sure. We did one. We did another quiz when I had Creative at Heart conference and we were doing that really regularly. And this quiz ran for 4 or 5 years. We did like, what's your creative personality? And again, clearly I like the personality type quizzes with my new planner personality and now creative personality. But that one was a really fun one. And again, giving us a lot of strategic information about who our customer was in terms of the conference space, because there were so many different people that we were, you know, reaching when it came to the conference. And we had over 5,000 leads come in with that one. And granted, that was running for years, but still it was all organic. We didn't run ads to it. It just was there and people thought it was fun and they wanted to take it. And then we're getting really valuable information from them. So quizzes are so great for evergreen like that, you guys, because you can have some fun in the creation process and then just let it go and see what your people are saying. Let's pivot slightly, Hope, because I also want to talk about the other quiz you have because you're the only client that I have right now that does this. And I think it's so smart. And so when I was thinking about this podcast episode, I was like, we have to have Hope on here. So tell us about the other quiz that you have.
Okay, I'm giving everyone full permission to also do this. So we basically, every quarter, we host a big quarterly sale. And that quarterly sale is really committed to our warm audience. It's really for our warm audience is what I should say. And so that sale has all my products, all of my courses. Everything is included in the sale. So we are pitching it to my full list. It's really a big money earner for us each quarter. But the problem with – not problem necessarily, but the hiccup we were running into with building out our product suite so much is that now we have courses, we have the membership, we have multiple digital products, we have more coming out this year, and we would get a lot of emails during that sale of like, hey, which one of these things is the right fit for me? Which one of your courses do I need if this is my pain point? Which one of your products supplements this other thing that I already have? Which would be the most valuable investment for me? And I really, really am passionate on – I don't want to take anybody's money for a product that isn't going to help them. And so I really have always been invested in responding to those DMs, those voice messages, those emails during the sale. But it can become like a lot during a sale week if you have a bajillion of those questions. And that's also a really big pain point for people is they don't want to invest in something if they're not 100% sure what the product is that's right for them. So essentially, we created a quiz that just immediately addresses that objection that people could have. And it's called Which Product is Right for You? And it literally walks you through I don't remember exactly how many questions. I think it's 10 or less, but about what season of business that they're in, what pain points they have, what areas of their business they feel like are really strong right now, what they're looking for in terms of what their budget is, what type of win they're looking to have. Do they need to increase their bookings? Do they need to improve their client experience? We're asking all of these different questions. And then we're delivering a sales page to them, actually, that is individual, and it is directed to the product that is going to be the best fit based on their results. And there's actually three products on each of those sales pages. So, hey, this is the number one best fit based on what you said, and here's why. Here's the number two best fit that would supplement number one. And here's the number three best fit that's maybe a lower budget item that would be a great starting point if you don't have X amount of dollars in your budget. So they're very strategic sales pages. And then we actually email them separately from everyone else. And we've even experimented with extending the sale for those people. Like, hey, kind of like a, we noticed you left this in your cart type of email. And we reach out to them and say, hey, we know that this course is the best fit for you. And we noticed that you didn't decide to jump in. If you're feeling like FOMO that you didn't get a chance to do that, here's an extended coupon code just for you for taking the quiz. So there's lots of really cool strategy things that you can do with that. But I love, even as a consumer, like I would love to have a personalized, customized sales page built for me based on what's the best fit for my business right now and have someone tell me what would make the most sense and where I should spend my money. And that's essentially what this quiz does.
Genius. I loved it so much because you brought it to me for Black Friday. It was the first time we did it. And you said like, let's try it. Let's do it. And so we of course created it ahead of time. And then we looped it into even our email marketing strategy because like Hope said, you guys, like the purpose of this was not new leads. It was the people already on her list that were struggling with which one to buy. And I think it worked so well for her and for any of you guys listening that you are so niched that your product suite really is, they're all serving the same audience with different pain points. So the majority of Hope's, again, there's been a little bit more of a pivot in the recent years with email marketing and your mobile presets and things like that. But most of your product suite is for senior photographers, which is amazing because the messaging is so strong on YouTube, on Instagram for senior photographers. And then you give them an array, like a little buffet of like all of these great things. But you're right. Like they can look at all of that and say, oh no, I can only afford one. Like which one do I get? And so this allowed us to say, are you struggling? Do you not know which one to get? Take our free, I think it's 7 questions is what we had. We'll have to look in the back end and I can like put it in show notes. But again, really short and sweet. And like you mentioned, there's a beautiful built out sales page at the end. And we did 3 results. So there's a sales page for each result that then had very specific courses, products, things that that business owner would need. And we, after Black Friday, we did a flash sale afterward just for them. To say, hey, you didn't buy, here you go, just like Hope said. So smart for y'all that have built out a little bit of a product suite, all focusing on the same person and now trying to figure out like, okay, well, how can I help them on their customer journey even more?
Totally. And it was also really helpful information for us to have to know for future sales. Like, okay, this person does not need my most advanced $500 course. They actually need my most entry level $20 membership. And so let's stop emailing them about this big course that they can't afford right now. So it's really interesting. I really found it cool to see those results and understand a little bit more who was on my list and who was actively engaged with these sales. And so I thought it was amazing. And it really was, there's no lead gen happening from this quiz. Like that is genuinely not the point. And I think that that's really cool too. And it's something we've talked about putting on my website so that if somebody's new, we could see if it functions as a lead gen too, because it could be overwhelming at first impression to see that many products. And they might want from the bat, like off the bat, from the get-go, their own personalized sales page. So that's something we're toying with trying as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we brought it back for a Christmas and July sale. We didn't do it for the like earlier in the year, like quarterly sales, but we were like, let's try it for mid-year and see, will it continue to do what we want? And you've added new products to your product suite. So then looping those into the back end on the results pages. So it's the gift that keeps on giving for you and for your customer and like all the things there.
Oh my gosh, it's true. Yeah, we actually have a new product launching for Christmas in July because I'm psycho and came back from maternity leave and messaged Kat and was like, hey, let's do a new thing. But that is actually, it's cool because now we're going to put that new product at the top of the results that are relevant to that person. So it really is, it's an individual sales page. It's not just a result. And I think that that's really cool.
I love it. I love it. So for all of you guys out there that already have several products in your product suite, definitely consider this. And I mean, it's mid-year right now, so you have ample time to do this for a fall shop sale or your own Black Friday sale if you are starting to think about that and want a little bit of a different strategy to kind of mix in and see how it resonates with your customers. So give it a try. Okay, Hope, to like kind of wrap up a little bit. I'm like a little bit nervous to ask this question as your integrator and like the ideas you might have, but do you have ideas for other quizzes and like, should I be taking notes right now?
Oh yeah. Surprise, Kat. Here's five things we're going to do this week. No, I actually have toyed with the idea of some other quizzes. I think that like a senior photographer personality quiz, I've never done the personality angle, but I think they're really fun. And I think a lot of people see success with those because it just feels more like an old school, like Cosmo magazine type of quiz. And I love that. So I've toyed with that. I have also toyed with something related to Senior Scoop, which I haven't really refined what I want it to look like yet, but that's my membership. And there are now 3 years of content inside of the Senior Scoop. And so I think that it could be fun to do a quiz about like, is there an episode in Senior Scoop that will answer your question? And then kind of answering what, or looking through like what you might be looking for and then giving them a result that says, yep, inside the Senior Scoop, you could watch these 3 episodes that will directly help answer your question. And I think that that could be really interesting, but also very hard because we have almost 4 years of content in there. Kat's shaking her head right now. She's like, good Lord.
Like, I'm like on the one shoulder is like, oh my gosh, that's genius. And the other part of me is like, please, Hope. But it really is. Because again, we just want to get strategic with the content that's already out there. And you do have so many years worth of content that's amazing inside of the membership. And so that could be a great way to kind of what we said with the what product is right for you, like help with the decision fatigue of, well, is this really right for me? Will it really answer my questions? And you're literally saying, well, answer these 5 questions for me, and then I'll tell you whether I can help you or not. And that's so smart.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank you. We'll have to chat about this off of recording. But I do think that anything you can come up with that is going to help you to maximize the value of existing content that you have, it is so, so invaluable. I think a lot of business owners get caught up in the hamster wheel of making new, but you don't always have to make new, especially if you're consistently creating content. You can come up with ways to point people back to the valuable content that you've already created. And I think that quizzes are cool ways to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this was so much fun. I feel like we shared so many different things. I'm so grateful for you just being willing to like kind of open up the playbook behind the scenes on some of your lead magnet strategies, top of funnel strategies, quiz strategies, like all things email list growth, which is awesome. And just always exciting to think about like the potential that's out there, because there really is so much potential for starting to grow your email list now, whether or not you have a product, and a quiz is a great way to get started with that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been so fun. I got to flex this out of my brain. I haven't used it in a while because I've been on maternity leave for almost 4 months. So this was such fun content for us to talk about. I love it. And now I'm going to be messaging you after this with other things we should be doing.
About the quiz. So. I'll be like, okay. All right. Yes, here we go. Exactly. I did it to myself. It's my fault this time. It's my fault this time. Well, we will be sure, you guys, to like link all the things that we talked about. We talked about several different quizzes. So the ones that are still live and active in Hope's repertoire, as well as in mine, like, we'll link those in show notes. I know Hope mentioned an awesome YouTube tutorial. So we'll be sure to share that with you guys, all about Interact. Lots of fun things. And please feel free to reach out to either one of us, like on DM. And like, if you have questions about this, sorry, Hope, I'm like throwing you out there. Like, just send
her a DM.
No,
I'm happy to.
Yeah, we love like those conversations. So we'd love to, like, if you have a question about Hope's, if you go and take hers, her Christmas in July sale is actually going to be live when this episode is airing. So that's great for you guys if you're interested in that, like which product for you. Like, just jump over and take it. It might mess with our conversion number a little bit, but we won't hate you for it. If you're not a senior survivor, it'll be fine. Just jump over, take a look if you're curious to see like what that looks like on that side of things too, because it's not, that quiz as of right now, it's not active all the time. So now would be a great time to jump over and take it.
Oh yeah. And then if you're a wedding planner or something that has nothing to do with senior photography, just be sure you unsubscribe from my email list right after that.
Real talk.
No, thank you so much for having me, Kat. This was so, so good. It was an honor to be on this conversation, and I'm sure I'll be back at some point. I would love to.
Yes. Thank you, Hope. We appreciate it. And you guys listening, thank you all so much. And I'll talk to y'all next time.